Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 31, Episode 5 of
Der Daily Zeitgeist
for May 18th, 2018. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Sharknado's O'Brien. That is courtesy of @YearOfTheAnt on Twitter, and I am thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Today's a.k.a. I'm going to keep the Ace of Base thing going, because Miles, that she wants... is another gravy. She's gone tomorrow, boy. Miles, that she was. Isn't that a gravy? I do lead a lonely life, as
that's
the song
true.
Suggests. And thank you to Jeremiah Alexander at Cascadian83, I think is how I said that. Yep, on Twitter. So, yeah, shout out to you.
Yeah, and that is also how you lead your life, just kind of trying to, looking for
I'm the hunter,
people to have a baby
fox.
With so you can get on that welfare scheme, right?
Basically. I mean, or at least just, you know, I want my mom to visit. She said if there's a grandchild, she would.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined by the hilarious comedian and co-host of one of the best podcasts out there, the Bechdel Cast. She's Caitlin Durante.
Hi, thanks
Hi.
For having
Hi, Caitlin.
Me. Hello.
And a little bird told me that it's your birthday. A little happy birthday is in order.
Happy
and
birthday.
By a little bird, I mean you right before we started recording.
That's right.
But no, I saw on social media and I found out yesterday afternoon that I was invited to a party for your birthday, but it was on Facebook and I don't use that anymore. So unfortunate. But
so that's her fault.
Right? How did that go?
It was really good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. My birthday was yesterday. But,
yes. Happy belated birthday. Yeah. Then technically I'll say that. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 32 and I feel great.
Hey. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good to be in your 30s?
Yeah.
I feel like now I can puff my chest out about my life experience a little bit more than like in your 20s where you think you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm slowly approaching where I know more things. I don't know everything. I don't really know shit about much. But being in my I'm really enjoying my
30s. You're the youngest adult.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. So, yes, you seem ancient to children, like
or super producer Anna Hosnier,
Sophie Lichterman, or super producer Anna Hosnier. They're like, oh, what are you like 45 or what?
That's the running joke about mostly you.
Okay, Dad. Caitlin, yes. What is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
I just searched for sleep patches.
Sleep patches.
Sleep.
Was that a fentanyl patch?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's a painkilling patch. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Someone sent me a link because they know I have trouble sleeping, and apparently there are things called sleep patches that you like just slap on your arm, and it helps you like releases
like melatonin
nutrients. It says I could not find out more information.
Wait,
about
is there
it.
An ingredients?
I
list?
Thought you were gonna say medicine.
Well,
nutrients.
I don't know.
It sounds like it's bullshit.
Sounds
to
like
me.
A scam.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, can we let's explore this though? I don't want to in case you know this could be a remedy. Now.
So I was looking for at a specific brand, Clova with a. Okay, K L O V A.
Clova, huh? Okay. Yeah.
Miles does not like the spelling.
She said KKK before. I think you were just getting your rhythm going. But okay, we'll say Clova. Uh huh.
Yeah, that was a weird vocal warm up before we started recording. KKK.
Clove cigarettes. Uh-huh. Dejarums. Now you're looking into Clova. Now are they like the top brand or something?
I'm not sure. I'm just finding out about these patches, and I don't think I will follow through with them, but I was curious. I was like, maybe, because I have really bad insomnia, and I have been trying different remedies over the course of my whole life, and I was like, well, maybe this, but because the website for these Clova sleep patches didn't give more detailed information about what exactly is in the... At least not that I could find. I also
patches.
I did not investigate that.
They're like,
thoroughly.
Don't worry about it. You don't have to put it in your mouth.
Look, you're
slap it on
you. You're tired, right? So stop fucking asking questions. Throw this patch on, baby. I'm trying to go to sleep, right? It's interesting. Yeah, you're right. You go on the website, even like when you say the how it works section.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about.
Can you tell me how the ingredients fucking work, my guy?
They just tell you how sleep works.
Right.
Caitlin, what's something that is overrated?
I think weddings.
Okay.
Just all weddings. Mm-hmm. I think they're one of the dumbest things that a lot of people still do. I don't know. That's probably not a popular opinion, but yeah, I hate wedding culture and I don't like love in general.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's not true, but I am pretty cynical.
Well, okay. Is this because of the royal wedding? Is that sort of compounding this sort of overratedness?
Yeah.
Are you maybe just a little bit mad that you weren't invited?
Yeah. Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah. Other people's weddings are rough.
Unless they're like good.
Have fun at them, though.
You know what's the worst thing? If you ever been to a wedding where you're like, these people don't love each other.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with that being there at the wedding. That's a fucked up kind of wedding. And like usually the energy is bad at those weddings to begin with. Like they're the kind of weddings where like no one wants to party after. They're like, all right, guys, thanks. It's 9. I'm gonna go home. those can be painful. I love a good destination wedding though.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
See, I would be mad if I got invited to a destination wedding.
Well, destination not so much as like going to like Europe or something, but if it's like, you know, I'm gonna take a drive,
sure.
Enjoy the ocean, the trees. But yeah, part of me like really fears for the amount of money that people spend on weddings. That I'm like,
but that's what
this
I really hate about
hyper consumerism necessary. If
right.
It's really about the love, right?
Yeah.
What? Jack?
I would say weddings are probably the event that took the biggest fall in enjoyability. Like when I stopped drinking, it's like weddings went from fun to being like. Exhausting.
Oh, right. Because you're permanently the guy who shows up to the party when everyone's drunk.
Right.
And you're sober.
Yeah.
Right.
That or driving. Driving's way less fun now.
hey, man, those kids got to get to school.
Caitlin, what's something that is underrated?
Do you guys know the movie Storks?
No.
Well, is it an animation?
It is an animated children's film from 2016. But it's got an all-star cast, and it's really funny, and I like it a lot. And it, like, totally went under the radar, I think, for most people. But it's really good, and I want people to check it out.
Okay, elaborate, film buff. It's just, it's an anime. Wait, are they delivering babies? Like, what's the, you know, give me the elevator pitch.
Yeah, so it's, I've only seen it once. So I don't
is it a hero's journey?
That.
I mean, what are we looking
I
at
think,
here?
Okay, so it's about a colony of storks who deliver babies to people in this, the world building in the movie Storks is that babies come from where, like, somewhere, and then the storks deliver them to the parents.
So they've still obscured the actual process of procreation.
Right.
Okay.
Which cool. I'm, you know, I'm very supportive of that. I'm a very sex negative person.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, I, that's why I love storks.
This movie came out in 2016 and made $182 million. And
oh, wow.
I
but
did
no one's,
not know
yeah,
that.
No one has heard about
that's
it.
That's definitely on the radar if they got that much
right?
scratch. Anyway, I'm sorry. So these they get together. They their job is to deliver the
babies. Yeah, and there's one stork in particular who something about like he's not good at his job or like no one wants him. He keeps like messing up.
Does he drop babies? That would be really
They're like, damn it, Harold.
You've dropped another baby to
honestly,
his death.
I'm not going to be able to give a good recap because I don't remember it. I just remember
you just came
liking
out of there
it.
Having like, a good feeling.
Did you see it in the theater?
No, I didn't.
On DVD? On DVD?
Undoved.
Undoved. Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful.
Wait, do you really still have a DVD player?
I still have a DVD player, and I still get DVDs from Netflix.
Hell yeah.
DVD Damn. Corporation.
Wow. Oh, well, because there are a lot. There is a ton that you that is just not on the streaming service.
Right, yeah.
Now, are they still connected?
Yes.
Like you get the delivery with your streaming?
No,
that's what I mean. Because it used to be like when you had the regular Netflix, mm-hmm. like, well, I'll give you the streaming.
They've separated them.
They've separated.
Yeah. Right. So I pay separately for the DVD
service.
Oh,
aren't we doing well?
Remember when they were thinking about renaming themselves?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Flixster or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, Flixster.
Yeah.
Was that they were going to call their streaming service Flixster or the mailing service?
I think the mailing service was going to be
well,
that, the other
for
name.
All I know, they could have renamed the mailing service because I'm looking and reportedly only one person still uses the mailing DVD service.
Oh, wow, and it's
wow,
me.
Look at
and
you.
It's you. No, my
Incredible.
Mom, too.
Yeah.
Because she has to get all her like BBC like dramas and stuff. That she can't like get anywhere else, or she just gets it from the like PBS website.
Caitlin, why were you watching Storks? Had somebody told you, oh, it's good? It's got apparently Andy Samberg.
Yeah, Key and Peele are in it. It's an all-star cast. Yeah,
Kelsey Grammer, I love her. Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him.
Danny Trejo. Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, Danny.
Danny's in it.
Fucking hell, Machete. Dude, I was telling somebody about how amazing he is. Like when I used to work at Power 106, he came in. When Machete was doing press, and he did his own hair for a radio interview. Like, he came in, and he was like, hey, man, good to meet you. You guys got a dressing room? And I was like, not really. This is radio. Like, most of that motherfuckers just show up because it's fucking radio.
Oh, right. Should I not have come with, like, full hair and makeup?
I know.
I mean, you look amazing.
Damn it, I wasted so much time.
You know, because we do the photo at the end, so you will look beautiful for that.
But it's weird that she set up her own lighting for the recording.
Yes, that is true. Because there are no cameras in here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he goes in, and we just set him up, like, in this conference room with, like, someone had, like, a mirror, like, for their makeup. And he like in he had a bag, he had a brush and a hair dryer.
That's amazing.
And he just straight up tended to his locks so amazingly. And he was so low maintenance. It was kind of dope to see someone kind of do like this high maintenance, like sort of this is my image thing, but also not really trying to bother anybody with it. He was like, yeah, okay, I just need an outlet. And it was just like, nee. And it was just so funny to watch Danny Trejo just straighten his hair by himself for a radio appearance.
This is huge for me, though, as somebody who my kids are reaching the age where they're going to be able to watch children's movies soon, children's entertainment. So I really appreciate the...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sorry.
Show them Paddington, Paddington 2.
I've heard Paddington.
And Storks.
I've
and
heard the Paddington franchises.
Eraserhead,
amazing.
Too.
Amazing.
It's so
Eraserhead
good.
Would be also be good kids film.
Well, my birthday party last night was Paddington themed.
Really?
Yes.
Because I have been to a two-year-old's birthday party that was Paddington themed, and it was lit.
Yeah.
Really?
It was fucking amazing.
What does he wear? Like a slicker and like a rain hat? What's Paddington's like garb?
It's like a duffel jacket, a blue duffel coat, and like a red hat. I don't know what you call that style of hat.
Yeah, like a fisherman, like a seafaring hat.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone will
tell us. He keeps a marmalade sandwich in there for emergency.
Inside the hat?
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been in there? Do they talk about how much he switches it out?
They don't talk about that, but
I'd hate for that thing to just be rotting
moldy.
Upon his head. And he's like, oh, I got a sandwich in here. Oh, it's melted to my head. Paddington.
Yeah. Right now, my son is into a show called Terrific Trucks. That's just trucks driving around that they've CGI'd eyes onto.
Mm. Oh,
and
wow.
I'm just realizing it has, like, really problematic politics. Like, the leader of the gang is just this, like, very, like, gruff military type guy. And then, like, there's a gay truck who's, like, really into his image. Uh-huh. And then there's a woman truck who speaks with an accent who's, like, very dizzy and, like, never knows what she's doing. Wow. And he has to, like, keep her on task.
So
I was just like, oh man, this is bad. But he's
we're gonna
just
cover
into
it on
trucks.
The Bechdel cast.
Yeah. You should check out Terrific Trucks.
Terrific Trucks. Is that the theme song?
Yeah.
Oh, very creative.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. No, it's, like, perfectly made for the 2-year-old boy's mind. What is a myth? What's something that people think is true that, based on your experience, you know to be false?
Oh, okay. So, this ties into a recent experience of mine, that old people are lonely, unproductive, just kind of sitting around, not doing anything. Which is a bias that I am sad to say that I have participated in. But I was recently asked to teach a stand-up comedy class at the Los Angeles LGBT Center for seniors.
Nice.
So I've been doing that for the past few weeks, and I'm learning that the class is full of such wonderful people. They're all so sweet, and it's just, like, so exciting to know that they're, like, trying stand-up comedy, a lot of them,
right,
for the first time,
right,
and they're, like, you know, fulfilling this dream of theirs, and
they're in their, like,
they're
70s,
like, doing
and
stuff
80s.
And that they're creative, and they're so and I was like, you know, old people are out of touch because this, like, I mean, the old people that I knew, like, my relatives are
right.
So I was like, ah, but, like, they're all just, like, so, like, woke and, like,
right.
smart, and, like, they're keeping up with everything. And it's just, like, so wonderful to know them and to, just be working with them.
She's like, Laurel or Yanni? Not without my hearing aids. Am I right, kids?
Yeah, I agree. And they've done studies on happiness. I think for whatever reason, people assume that as you get older, like, well, now my life's over because I've hit, like, 50 or 60
right.
or whatever. And most people get happier as they get older, like, because you just learn how you like to live life and, like, mm-hmm. figure things
right.
out.
And at that
bit.
Point, you probably can recognize your own, like, self-defeating thought patterns and be like, oh, am I stressing myself out like
right.
this? I've done this for 70 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe this might not be the strategy.
Yeah. That was good news when I learned that, and I'm glad you're spreading it.
Yeah.
What was it? Was there, like, a real standout comedian from your class that you were, like, really impressed with?
There's a few who, like, and they are ones who've done comedy in the past, so they already kind of have a head start.
Nice.
But yeah, overall, they're all, like, really funny, and they have such interesting stories, and
right.
it's really great. I'm still
are
like in the middle
about,
of it.
About, like, World War II.
Like, they're like, never trust a Jerry with a bratwurst. What?
So my best friend is holding his guts. And
they're doing a showcase on May 30th.
Oh shit!
At the LGBT Center, if anyone wants to come.
Oh, okay.
What's a counterintuitive, like, tip that people who try stand up for the first time don't know to? Isn't there something like you're supposed to tell stories and not, like, tell jokes or
yeah
something?
Right I've been telling them to just tell true stories about their lives and themselves and things that have happened to them, things they've done, and to, like, mine the comedy from that,
because
some of the, like, a lot of beginning comedians will just try to either, like, make something up for the sake of a joke or just, like, worry about getting a laugh or saying something, you know, kind of shocking or just funny. But we as audiences can often tell that those things are fake and fabricated.
Right, right.
So, yeah, if you want to start comedy.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Truth and comedy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the latest in the Laurel Yanni saga.
Oh, boy.
I know. Sorry. I can't let it go.
No, not even like that. I'm just, it is a saga. And I really feel that this, we've reached another point in this auditory illusion world we're in.
Yeah, I give up after this one. So somebody shared this with me on Twitter. I should find out who that is. But it's going all over the place. People are sharing it quite a bit. So this is another sound clip that you hear one thing or the other. We're going to play it for you first, and Caitlin has not heard it. So first you're going to hear this weird power-up sound. That is not what we're talking about. And then there's going to be a computer voice that says something.
To me, it sounds like tornado, but not. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know what.
So
that's
it sounds
saying.
Like you may have been hurting green needle.
Maybe
play that again. And then, can you hear green needle?
I could. Yeah, I can hear
sort of green
needle.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now yeah.
Now, think about the word brainstorm.
When
okay.
You hear this.
Okay.
Think about that. Now listen.
Was I supposed to maybe hear brainstorm?
Yeah. Did you not?
Not even at all.
Oh, weird.
Wow. I can hear both. So this one is a new one where it's brainstorm or green needle.
Just depending on what you go in with in your mind.
Because, when I saw the clip, it was like brainstorm or green needle. So in my mind, I was like, okay, brainstorm. And then I heard it. And I was like, all right, let me listen for green needle. And I heard it.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe this is just alternating. But
yeah,
the clip is
that's
just.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like alternating between sound clips.
Yeah, but it's just that one clip that you can bring your own bullshit to, whether you want to hear green needle or brainstorm. So one more time, for if you're listening, we'll play it twice.
Turn it up, Nick.
Crank it up.
No, brainstorm, no, I don't hear that at all. Green needle for me.
Green needle.
You're with her?
You can't hear brainstorm?
Maybe it doesn't work over the, there might be something about the.
Oh, I heard it both ways.
Yeah, I did too. But
I think it's another thing though too, where for whatever reason, the frequency range is like more audible to me that I can hear both things. But again, I don't know. What's freaky is that I can hear both depending on what I want to hear.
Right.
Hmm.
And not like Laurel or Yanni, where I was really only hearing Laurel until like we had to alter the pitch, and I was like, "Oh, there's Yanni."
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I just tweeted that I don't hear Yanni or Laurel because men's voices don't register with me.
Oh,
I just don't hear men's voices.
Holla back.
Sorry. So if you guys have been talking, I don't know what you've said.
I have not heard a single thing. Yeah, it's like when I think about the one word, I can't hear the other, and when I think about another, I can't. Like I can only hear the word that I'm thinking about.
I tried to hear it where I heard green storm, or like brain needle, and it fucked me up. Whatever the first thing I tried to think of it was, like it just sort of informed how I heard the rest of it.
Yeah. But I mean, this is probably the best example yet that we hear with our brains and not with our ears. Like there are no objective realities. What you hear and see is based on what you want to hear and see, except for Caitlin, who is an objective vessel of scientific observation.
That's right. Yeah.
You were hearing Yanni before anybody.
Yeah.
I remember when you came in and we brought that up. I was like, Caitlin Durante was in here and she heard Yanni. I don't trust her.
Yeah. That's true. You were in the office when that whole thing was breaking. You were the only person who heard Yanni.
No, I didn't hear either.
Laurel. You heard it. Garbly.
I thought it was like Gollum just being like, Gollum.
See, and slowly this podcast will turn into something about all auditory illusions.
Right. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And there's a ton of bad news right now breaking. There was a plane crash in Cuba. We're watching the details of a school shooting in Texas in the Houston area. We will sort of touch on some school shooting stuff in a moment. But first, we wanted to talk about Solo, guys. So Solo, the new Star Wars movie, is coming out next weekend, and people are starting to talk about it. And specifically, people are talking about Donald Glover's performance as Lando Calrissian.
Who isn't?
Yeah. Who isn't talking about Donald Glover just in general?
A lot of the, I remember initially, everyone was like, oh man, the guy playing Han Solo needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
So it was very easy for people to be like, oh, but Donald Glover's amazing as Lando. Mm.
Right. One of the angles that people are covering this from is that he plays the character almost as a sort of pansexual being who is attracted to men, women, and droids.
Tell him.
And that there's the dialogue between Solo and Lando kind of takes on a flirty nature. But it's not overt within the movie. And now the writers are saying that they intended this angle to be taken and saying, like, I don't mind people reading into it, which is cool. But
it's not even that they said they don't mind reading into it, right? They were, like, explicitly saying that Lando, like, was pansexual, no?
Are they?
When they talked to Jonathan Kasdan, the person interviewing said, is this character pansexual? And then Jonathan Kasdan said, I would say yes. There's a fluidity to Donald and Billy Dee's portrayal of Lando's sexuality. I mean, I would have loved to have gotten a more explicitly LGBT character into this movie. I think it's time, certainly, for that. And I love the fluidity, sort of the spectrum of sexuality that Donald appeals to and that droids are a part of. He doesn't make any hard and fast rules. I think it's fun. I don't know where it will go. So, I mean, it seemed like they were like, yeah, he is...
Yeah,
he could be.
Right.
But we're not going to show you that on screen.
Right. That is the way. So this is the new way that, you know, Hollywood has decided to portray characters who are LGBTQ in blockbusters, is that you'll have it maybe open to interpretation within the movie, and then you'll be brave in the press junket about the movie, essentially. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a step in the right direction, but I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, you can't. Like, it's so stupid. Like, to, like, why not just represent these characters in the film?
Right.
Than just doing the half-assed woke version and being like, oh, yeah, I think that's fair. Because or what are you afraid you're going to put off, like, the small group of homophobic audience members who are going to be like, oh, I'm not going to this movie now.
Right.
Because what, didn't they do this like with, I don't watch Harry Potter, but wasn't that with one of the characters in Harry Potter?
Yeah,
like
J.K. Rowling later said that she intended all along for Dumbledore to be gay.
Right.
Which, but like, what's the point of that? To me, if you're going to have representation of LGBTQ characters on screen, to have it only be like implicit and not.
Yeah.
Like showing, like having two men on screen kiss normalizes that, and that will help, like, I think, turn societies around in terms of like their views of homosexuality.
Right.
But if it's not normalized, and if it's just, if it stays as like implicit, or also like not showing it makes it like seem more secretive, or that it shouldn't.
Or it appeals to sort of like that diet homophobia that people have, where it's sort of like, I don't mind what people do in their own home.
Right.
Right.
I just don't like it in front of me. Right. And that's the same thing
and
with movies.
And it kind of takes that same stance, right?
Yeah, I don't mind what happens off camera, mm-hmm. just not on camera, because then it becomes some weird liberal movie or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, yeah, I think, I don't understand. Again, this is just the way I think Hollywood works, too, is because they have their calculus of, like, what's too far, what's too much representation, sadly. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is a, I guess, time-honored tradition of just sort of obscuring these characters' identities in that way.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's better than, because a lot of movies have this problem, as coding characters as gay, and usually villains. So Disney will code
Scar.
A lot of their villains as gay, and then that sends a message to young people's
equals
brains.
Evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, early 90s movies, I feel like all the hits had like gay or effeminate like lead villains, like Scar from Lion King, and like the
Jafar.
Serial killer in Silence of the Lambs. Was like,
that's a hugely problematic, like transphobic.
What's his name? Buffalo Bob?
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill. Who's Buffalo Bob? Did I just make that up?
Right. In that respect, it is somewhat progressive comparing it to movies where they just like villainize and demonize, you know, sexual fluidity and stuff like that. This could be seen as a step in the right direction, but it does still imply that, you know, this is something to be hidden. And it's just so crazy that, you know, conservative people call liberals snowflakes when, like, we can't even show somebody who has a lifestyle that you disagree with without people, like, freaking out. Like, that's why we don't show them in movies, is because they're scared of like letter writing campaigns and, you know, boycotts from.
Or that they're trying to snuff out straight white male characters in Star Wars movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess what? People still fucking go. Then they will go, even if you have Lando Calrissian be this sort of sexual fluidity on camera.
Right.
Honestly, I want to see a man fucking a droid. I want to see that on screen.
Mm-hmm. And we might get that. Who knows? I don't want to spoil anything, but let's keep our fingers crossed and our droid digits crossed.
Yeah. One of the best characters, I think, underrated performances, Jude Law as the fuckbot in AI.
Oh, yeah. He's I like the way he clicked his neck and the music came out like.
Anyway. All right. There's tons of movies where a female presenting android. All the men like have a sexual fetish for that. Blade Runner 2049, Ex Machina, like but like for it to then be like a male human and then whatever gendered robot, that's too much.
Right.
I would love to see if Lando hooks up with IG-88, the bounty hunter robot.
Oh yeah,
that would be tight. We'll see. I don't know. Let's check it out.
All right, so we are all celebrating, I think it was yesterday, a huge anniversary, and I'm not just talking about Caitlin's birthday. It is the one-year anniversary this week of the Mueller investigation. So one thing that I've just been hearing over and over again from conservative media and conservatives I encounter in the real world is that let's wrap it up. They haven't found anything. Let's come on, guys. So 538 did an update of this chart that they had made a couple months ago, where they have like the timelines of all the different special investigations since 1973 that resulted in charges. And they kind of point out that the only ones that are as big as the Mueller Russia investigation are Watergate, Whitewater, and Iran-Contra. And all of those lasted over 4 years. And
right.
Nobody during any of them was like, wrap it up, man. Come on. Let's get this over with.
Right.
And this sort of window of, you know, saying that like this is taking a long time is completely created by the conservative media.
Yeah, well, because they have to create some argument to be like, oh, we got to get this done because clearly they're afraid that this investigation could unearth something. So why give it this pressure of, oh, it needs to wrap up? But it's interesting to also hear how, like, you know, most GOP senators and Congress people prior to this were like, you know, let the investigation happen. Let Robert Mueller do what he has to do. Let's not interfere. Even though they wouldn't offer any sort of legislation to protect him, it seemed like the talking point was, yo, let's, you know, let it rock. Let him do his thing. And now you're starting to hear them say, maybe we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Maybe like it's gone from leave the man alone to some people now, you can kind of see how we're starting to see the change in some of these politicians who are now just saying, who are following this sort of wrap it up rhetoric.
Yeah. And I mean, in terms of things that we have Donald Trump Jr. opening that Trump Tower meeting with a Russian agent by saying, so I understand you have something for us.
Right.
After saying, oh, if it is what you say it is, I love it. When like that is explicitly an attempt to collude with
right.
Russia to affect the election. And we also know that Russia intervened on their behalf. So it's like the other thing that I hear is that it's been a year and we still don't have any proof or evidence. And it's like pretty clear that, you know, there's something going on there.
That whole meeting, though, wasn't there? I felt like this week they were trying to defend that. It's like, well, yeah, they offered stuff, but it wasn't good. So we're like, nah.
Yeah.
Like we weren't going to use it. So you still met to try and exchange some kind of information, and then you decide, it's not good, so I'm not going to fully follow through with this plan to, you know, to leak information that's
right.
damaging.
This is not normal, like, opposition research stuff. The, you know, one time during the preparation for the debates in 2000, the Gore campaign was given, like, all the questions and preparation and answers that George W. Bush was about to use in a debate. And they immediately turned it over to the FBI because it's a huge violation. And somebody was
right.
clearly trying to cheat in a, you know, presidential election. And, you know, that's what you do is you contact law enforcement officials and say, hey, this is going on. And they made absolutely no attempt to cooperate with any sort of investigation. So, yeah, I say take your time, but I mean, they'll probably fire Mueller within the next fucking
Who knows? Yeah, they got to get rid of Rosenstein first.
Right, right.
And then slowly hamstring it. But again, you know, this whole investigation isn't something that's so centralized that by simply removing two people that all the troubles go away.
Right.
So it's much more complex than even, I think, I don't know. I guess if it's going by the sort of simple A equals B equals C sort of sequence of events that they think is going to happen, I think it's probably not going to be as easy as they believe. But again, I don't understand why they should know that it's not going to be that easy. So why try and even present this as like a sort of simple case of, well, he's gone too far and he needs to end, and then that will be all of our troubles over.
Right. Mm. We do want to bring up the school shooting. We do know now that there are 10 people dead in this shooting at a school in Texas, in the Houston area, I believe.
Santa Fe, Texas, I think.
So we wanted to talk about the fact that not only does the NRA pay candidates for elected office, they also have money that they grant to schools. Now, back in 2014... they created this idea of doing a plan where they would sort of prepare schools for shootings by sending in their like security people to focus on, you know, whether a school was prepared for an active shooter and basically like turn schools into military compounds or like police.
Wait, so like the Orkin man who's like, all right, so you might have roaches coming through here, right, or whatever. It's the NRA guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
like,
you want to fortify this door, put like a peephole here.
They specifically talk about like making the windows and classroom doors bulletproof.
Wow.
So actually, we have a clip from the video where they're suggesting this.
You go in and you assess a school from all the way on the outside exterior perimeter to the building exterior to the building interior, and you're looking at areas that could be exploited if it was someone that was seeking to do harm.
You know, this is not just about an armed intruder. You know, there's a lot of violence in schools, period. And this process doesn't just secure against armed intruder. It secures the entire school for a lot of different things.
Okay, why is the music so minor key?
Right.
Like, really, you're really just trying to create that suspense of just scare the shit out of you. And wow, okay.
So the NRA school grants increased dramatically after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012.
Of course.
And unfortunately, they only did this program at three separate schools. The school shield program is what they called it. But the tax records show they only gave these grants to, you know, turn schools into bunkers to three schools, or they gave three grants out under the school shield program. So what did they do with all that other money that had been, you know, given to them to give out to schools?
Wait, so how much money were they dealing with initially?
So between 2010 and 2016, they had $7.3 million to give out to schools. And other than those three grants to schools for the school shield, like defend the lives of children program, they gave out competitive grants meant to promote shooting sports. So
Jesus.
So
like a shooting club, like, hey, we'll hook you up with like targets and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
So that way the kids will like the guns and
right.
Okay.
And you get kids early on hooked. It's like Joe Camel style, you know, getting the guns into kids' hands early. And amazingly, and I can't believe a bigger deal wasn't made of this, the Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz was on one of those NRA-sponsored shooting teams. Like,
interesting. I mean, not that it one relates to the
surprising.
Other, but like, yeah, that's because, yeah, the NRA really is like it's an organization that is trying to fight for a dying interest, like a hobby that is like waning.
Right.
So they're really having to do like a full court press of like, okay, how do we unearth like this next generation of. Basically, what they're trying to do is find more people who are going to step up for the NRA come down the road, not just sort of like, oh, we want to protect schools or just allow for, you know, help kids get into competitive shooting. They're trying to create this next sort of generation of people who are going to take up for them, because it seems like, yeah, right now, ooh, boy, the NRA couldn't be more unpopular with young people.
Well, it's like, wasn't the KKK like opening their doors to like people of color and stuff like that, because they're like their numbers were dropping, and they're like, yeah, you know, we hate black people, but if you're black and you want to join the KKK, like,
come
we need
in.
The numbers.
Guys, I guess beggars can be choosers.
It's so crazy. And there's so money should be going to schools, not to fund, you know, gun sports and to like make them into like military barracks, basically. But like, I don't know, more resources and textbooks and
yes.
pay teachers better and like that.
No. That costs too much money. That costs too much
money. But here, have some guns and bulletproof glass.
Right.
Ugh.
I wonder who, really curious to know, because that's like something the NRA has been pushing for a long time, is like fortifying these schools, and like that's really what needs to happen. I'm curious to know what companies really stand to benefit from, like, you know, like who's building these like reinforced doors that they would put in, or are making the kind of bulletproof glass that feels like is suitable for a school.
Yeah. But
so there's a lot of people.
Well, they only gave out three of those grants, so it couldn't have been too big a racket.
No, but I mean, even in general, because now at a federal level, you know, you have Trump after the Parkland shooting, he was like, someone's got to step up to the NRA. And then meanwhile, at the convention, he just did a 180 into a full 69 with the NRA and was like, oh, yeah, we got it. Man, the knife crime is crazy in the UK. Like, you know, just doing his whole crazy fear mongering thing, that I'm sure that if there were a push at a federal level that like, yo, all our public schools, we got to sort this out. That's a massive contract.
180 into a full 69 is at the very least athletically impressive. So I've always been impressed by that. All right. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back, and it's time for another edition of Bloid Watch.
Bloid Watch.
So it's a big weekend for Bloid Watch.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? It's a huge weekend, but we still couldn't see the coveted Bloidfecta.
Yep.
Where one story is on every single tabloid. We've always come close, haven't we, Sophie? Sophie, when we look at the Bloids, we always look for the Bloidfecta. And you'd think this weekend with the royal wedding, it'd be on fucking every cover.
Right.
But couple magazines had to be think for themselves, like Star and OK, and completely omit this information from their covers. Mostly because I don't think it's a fucking story.
Right. It's, they're also, a lot of them are owned by the same people. So
yeah, they probably couldn't like just do the same story or weird iteration of the same story right. In every magazine.
Yeah, but that is something that we've been kind of, we always track trends on Google Trends, and they have this chart that they've had at the top of the page for the past 6 months. I think they've been waiting for interest in Britain's royal wedding to kind of kick back up, because it was off the charts back in November when it was first announced that, you know, an American was engaged to one of the princes. That was a big deal. So back in November, you see this huge spike. And ever since then, there's just been nothing. It's just been basically
flat
crickets.
Yeah, because I guess functionally there's no information aside from they're getting married. I guess the next thing would be like on this date. And then every other thing that becomes like, I guess, quote unquote newsworthy, just like this could be the ring she wears. It had a diamond from Diana. This is the dress. She might be friends with Kate Middleton. Like it's just There's no real information aside from like the details of the wedding, which again, I don't think most people really care about, as you say, because weddings are overrated.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Boom. Settled.
In England, this is a big-ish deal. It's not as big as William's wedding because Will is the next in line after Prince Charles. So he's, you know, a couple deaths away from the crown. Harry's like six deaths away from the crown.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of work to do. But a
lot of murders.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of poisonings.
Yeah. So they're not even giving people a day off work for this wedding, which is why they had it on Saturday. Usually a royal wedding will be during the week and they will give you the day off work.
Oh,
but
shit.
This wedding, they're just
wait,
like,
why?
Because
just
he's
of stature?
Yeah, he's just so far from the crown.
Man. They're going to do Meghan like that. And Harry, my birthday twin. Shout out to Harry, my exact birthday twin. You know, again, sure. For whatever reason, they keep putting it on the tabloids. Based on the Google Trend stuff, I just don't see where the thirst is for this information.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's because, is it just like a pattern that we're used to in media coverage where it's like, oh, something big royal must mean we all have to care again. But I'm still having trouble. Who are the people out there who are really, really, really into this wedding that are fueling the sales of these magazines like this?
I mean, it seems like it should be a big deal, because at least in America, because she is the first American princess, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty cool, and she's, you know, mixing things up a little bit instead of, you know,
bring some melanin into the royal family.
Instead of everybody being cousins or second cousins, they're, you know,
got someone new
from America, and
not
she's
related.
Of mixed race.
Here's the thing. Now, I love, though, because there's no actual actionable information coming out, that the tabloids just have to wildly speculate, which is why we talk about the tabloids.
Right.
And this week's In Touch is really next level. And Sophie Lichterman, super producer, was showing me just kind of how crazy this is. On the cover, it says, "Megan's pregnant!"
Exclamation point.
"I can't wait to be a mom," which is a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that quote is taken out of context of an interview where she simply verbalizes the desire to have a family.
Right.
Okay.
Eventually.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. As the same thing with Harry. So when they point into here, there's no like, oh man, we found out that she's actually 2 months pregnant or blah, 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 3 weeks. It's just no. They're just saying, oh, he's been touching her stomach a lot.
Oh, dead giveaway. As we proved last week.
Yeah, last week.
Brad Pitt looked stressed out and he was touching his stomach last week. So it means he got somebody pregnant.
Yeah, they were saying he had a 26-year-old woman pregnant.
Oh, that means he's pregnant, I think.
Yeah.
He's touching his own stomach?
Yeah.
It's all about whatever the stomach is being touched, that is the one that is the one that's carrying the child. So, you know, Brad Pitt might be doing something really special.
Progressive.
Yeah. But yeah, again, it was just really like the fucking flimsiest news just to put up a cover like Meghan's pregnant. Come on now.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Why aren't they talking about her career?
She has no career anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they've completely reduced her to
yeah.
the woman who's marrying Harry.
Right.
And is she good enough?
But I think the royal family, like her becoming a part of the royal family, means that she's expected to like end her career and just be a princess.
Rude.
Just like do appearances at different places.
Oh, yeah, but don't touch people, right? Remember there's like those rules we were
reading
about what it means to deal with like your subjects?
Right. Be pleasant to your subjects, but never talk to them for more than like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want them to think you're overly invested.
Or get their germs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's all sorts of prop bets that are actually the most boring prop bets I've ever seen, because I think because I'm not British, like I can't. So there's a prop bet of what artist will perform at the reception. And it's Elton John, Spice Girls, and then Stormzy and Liam Payne.
Wait, why? Wouldn't we know that already? Like, is that like a secret?
Yeah, apparently it's a secret.
Oh, damn.
They were still taking bets up until fairly recently on who was going to walk her down the aisle because of her father's heart trouble. It was rumored that he wasn't going to go, and now that's been confirmed. So, you know, you could have made a lot of money if a couple days ago you had taken Prince Charles at 18-1, because that's who's going to be walking her down the aisle.
Ooh, that's a good bet.
That's what
you're saying bullshit.
One of the reasons I hate weddings is because, like, in a hetero wedding, when right. a woman is getting married to a man, it's actually she's the property
yeah.
of her
yeah, yeah.
father.
It's a giveaway.
And then it's like, here, now I bestow this property onto you, the man that she's married.
Now give me my oxen.
Right.
So I can fucking plow this field.
Like, why do we still
do that?
There's
the milk cow.
I know, but again, that's why, again, they're like, they're, yeah, those are the sort of old traditions where, like, we're still honoring the commerce transaction part yeah. of what a wedding why used we to be, that? Rather than, like, two humans are dedicating themselves to each other. Like, we still gotta have touchstones to when the man literally just says, here you go, bro. Yeah.
Right.
Take it from here, guy.
It also used to be the best man was your friend who was the best at killing people because-
What?
He really?
Had to, he had to be there to protect in case somebody like ran up and tried to like steal your
no.
wife. He would be there like with his
Yo,
sword to just fuck people
That's what
up.
The best man, that's like the historical yeah. tradition of the best
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Because someone might try and gank your bride. Yeah. It'd be like, yo, you got the thing on you.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then what's the maid of honor?
I
Is there anything
know.
Like that? Which is like, just in case you want to run away, girl, I got the car running.
Right.
But I doubt it's that woke for,
no,
for that
not.
Kind of thing. Also, I love that Stormzy is 4-1. Is
yeah.
he? What the fuck?
I don't even know who
Man
Stormzy
like Stormzy?
Is.
Man like Stormzy? Stormzy is a rapper from
is
Croydon.
Really?
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. I love that.
Him too?
Do people actually place bets on this and like
They must.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, but where are they? I guess, what are they taking that? Like a Paddy Power or like one of the online betting sites that they have in the UK?
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Paddy Power, exactly.
What else they got?
So the one that seems the most interesting to speculate about is when will she announce that she's pregnant? What year will she announce that she's pregnant?
Oh.
They have 2018. She is 25-1. Now, as we just learned, she's definitely pregnant
yeah.
because he's been touching her stomach. So you can make some good money on that. 25-1 means you can win $25 for every $1 you bet. So that's not
I'm going
to
put down I'll put down $10,000 right now.
Yeah, yeah,
based
yeah.
Based off this magazine cover.
Yeah, get it in.
Oh, my God. I might just retire, Jack. I'm
yeah.
sorry, bro. But you know what? The Daily Zeitgeist has provided, because without Bloid Watch, I would not know to make this bet. Thank you, InTouch.
2019 is 2-5. 2020, 3-1. 2021 or later, 6-1.
The other one I like is, yo, leave Prince William's hair alone. They're taking odds on this shit. Like, okay, buzz cut, shaved head, full head / hair transplant / LeBron / Jamie Foxx, ponytail, 100-1, and wig. Why the fuck would you even list a ponytail or a wig on there?
Just to take people's money.
Ponytail? Like, what the fuck? They might as well put on, like, Afro wig.
Right. Yeah, no, I think it's the equivalent of like putting a novelty toy out, yeah, so that people can spend money and have the ticket.
Right, and just be like, hey guys, I got it right here, $10,000.
Yeah.
That he's going to have a ponytail at the wedding.
It's crazy. We're now at the point where, you know, young people no longer believe. So super producer Sophie Lichterman is like in her early teens, I believe. And
he's
we
really
talking,
bad at age blindness is what you have.
And we were talking earlier today, and she refused to believe that Prince William used to be considered the hot one.
Right.
She was like, never. He's so
never.
Because he is like morphing into his father, like very slowly. He's like, just, it's weird. His whole thing is falling apart. And Harry used to just be like the weird redhead looking dude, but now he's considered the hot one.
Yeah, William was rocking it. And I remember as a kid, I was like, damn, I'm in line with Harry, who's like the washed one.
Miles takes so much pride in sharing.
I do. You know,
Harry.
I have to, you know, because I'm feeling good. I might as well be getting married without
right.
any of the costs or the risk or the headache.
Wait, you share a birthday with Harry?
We're born the exact same day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I was being delivered, I've told this story literally probably 700 times, even though we've only done 150 some episodes, that like the nurse came in when my mom was giving birth and they're like, Princess Diana just had her baby just now. And mom was like, okay, it's on. Cause she's such an Anglophile that
right.
like, it, I think she, I don't even, I'm not going to say she timed it to be like that, but she might have.
I'm just saying that if you had to take odds, which of you or Harry would be marrying
Meghan Markle?
A young woman from the valley.
Right.
I think
Damn.
People would have bet on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame. But again, I love prop bets because they're so funny to me. But the other ones I just don't understand were like the future titles. Like, what is that even?
So
like,
the queen. So I didn't realize this about the royals, but first of all, they are funded by tax dollars still. Like, when you pay taxes in England, you are partially just giving them money to blow on fucking, you know, crowns. But it all goes to the queen. The queen is, like, everything happens at her discretion.
Well, yeah, she's the queen.
No, but, like, they don't have money. Like, Harry doesn't have money. Prince Charles doesn't have money. He just has money that she deigns to give him. Like, everything is taking handouts. Yeah, they're all on the dole from the queen.
Oh, they have, like, an allowance?
It's, like, really pathetic.
Mommy.
Yeah, mommy. Yeah. That's why, if you read stories about Prince Charles, it's hilarious, because he is, you know, an arrested six-year-old who's just, like, really mad that nobody will take him seriously,
right,
while at the same time being, like, literally impossible to take seriously, right, because he behaves like a spoiled six-year-old.
He goes on dates with Camilla. She's like, are you paying? He's like, yes. Or is your mother?
Right.
Yeah. I have my own money. Right. Just being real insecure. You're the Prince of England.
But when it comes to the titles, on the day of the wedding or around the day of the wedding, the queen will determine who they are the Duke and Duchess of.
Oh, so she blesses you.
Yeah, she's like, you are the Duke and Duchess of, I think the easy money is on Sussex right now. They think she's going to make them. And the last Duke of Sussex was Prince Augustus back in 1801, and he never had a wife. So Meghan Markle will be the first Duchess of Sussex.
There you go.
If the Queen does decide to give.
Also, if you break that word down, it's Sussex.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she's trying to flame them.
Right.
That's how I look. I'd be like, wait, what you mean, Queen? Sussex. Uh-huh. Mm. Why can't be?
That's what people think Lando's pansexuality must be.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
There it is.
See? Ugh, wow. It's permeating.
She's not the
everywhere.
Best in the biz for nothing, guys. And in one of the less disturbing Bill Cosby stories that we've heard in a long time, the tabloids went through his garbage. Is that right, Miles?
I guess that's what they claim they did.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't
what
that,
did they find?
Is that legal?
Yes.
Once it's on the street, right?
Yeah, time-honored way of...
of violating someone's privacy.
Doing
what they
tabloid
away.
Journalism, yeah.
Yeah, so when they
usually they're not so obvious about it. They're not like, we went through this person's trash.
Look what
they're
we
just
found.
Like, sources tell us that this person is...
Yeah, so what he has, they found inside this bag of garbage, was evidence of illegal drug use. And by that, they mean they took a whiff of a bag that had a pungent scent of marijuana. And then also, like, it looked like some hemp wraps. So good for you. You're trying to twist up some blunts, I guess. Reduced guilt chips. They're literally called reduced guilt.
He's trying to get rid of his guilt. Actually, no. I don't think he has guilt for what he's done.
Because he's had all these chips.
Right.
So maybe it's like
he's had enough reduced guilt chips. Probably because he got so high, he was like, wait, conscious. Hold up. Wait, conscience. You just say reduced guilt chips?
Did I do that?
Okay, let me eat those and reduce my guilt.
Maybe it's coming out. It's coming out of his subconscious.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
also,
or maybe he thinks they literally, like, he ate a bunch of them before the sentencing.
Right.
He was like, this'll handle that.
And then also they found 300 lotto tickets. More than 300 lotto tickets. Like, the computer-generated ones, yeah, scratchers. I don't know if... Is somebody bleeding him dry, or is he also just, like, on some weird YOLO shit? Like,
right.
He's like, you know what, give me the... I'm smoke weed. Fucking have these lotto tickets.
I think the only lottery he should be participating in is the one from the short story, The Lottery, where they get stoned to death at the end.
Oh, what short story is that?
It's just called The Lottery. I forget.
You don't
who
know
wrote
that
it.
Short story?
No.
Did you?
Is it an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge?
No, it's the other famous short story that everybody read in, like, middle school.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
I don't think I read that one.
Yeah,
it's pretty,
like,
good.
Who wrote it? Who's the author upon that?
A famous writer.
Shirley Jackson.
Shirley Jackson.
Nah, you know.
The Shirley Jackson.
Yeah,
y'all read
spoiler,
a short story about a kid getting stoned to death?
It's a woman, a grown adult woman.
Yeah.
Wow. And that y'all read that in junior high?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, they were fucking up at my Lutheran school then. I was learning about Jonah and the whale.
Yeah, it also has, like, some weird ritualistic aspects of it. So maybe they didn't teach it in religious schools because it's like... They just, as a community, it's basically what The Hunger Games was, like, partially based on.
Kinda,
with,
yeah,
like, the lottery. Like, that's what when I first heard the premise of The Hunger Games, I was like, yeah, that was that short story we all read. It was basically Hunger Games just took the short story The Lottery and glued it together with the great piece of cinema, Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Running Man. And they just, like... put those together and created.
Yeah, the only things art. I remember like that are.
I think you're saying Battle Royale.
Yeah, no. That's what I should have said.
Other ones too. Yeah. I just, you
great
know,
work
I just,
of cinema.
I just love Ambrose beer, so that's why I always bring up An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge.
Hmm. No, I An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge was like.
It's trippy.
Blew my 12-year-old fucking mind.
And then I was like, you have gray eyes? Because they say gray-eyed people were snipers in the Civil War. I think that's like a line in the thing.
Yeah,
and
someone
was like, there's no such thing as gray eyes. But there is. I think it's just a sort of tint of blue. Anyway, right. We digress.
We do digress. All over the place. All right. So before we go, we have to say RIP to one of our favorite people at Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah. Young King Dave. And if you don't know Young King Dave, you'll probably remember this clip.
Out here in Amish, smoking big doinks in Amish. Big old doinks. Gang.
So that dude who we played early on in the show, and he was sort of a patron saint of the Daily Zeitgeist.
And myself, yeah.
Young man, and of Miles.
Yeah, he was 19, man.
Was he really?
Only 19. Yeah, he'd been in the hospital for a while because he had a collapsed lung, and then he passed away during his recovery from complications. So, you know what? Smoke a big old doink in your honor, my guy.
The biggest of doinks.
The biggest of doinks. And shout out to at The Good Tyrant on Twitter for pointing this out to me, because that was kind of a deep cut reference from early on in the show. But to bring that news back, yeah, you know, it's hard when when viral memes literally pass on.
Yeah, it is. That dude ruled. Caitlin.
Yes.
Speaking of passing on, you are passing on from this show and back on to the Bechdel cast.
That almost got morbid.
Yeah. Like, where is this going?
You're passing
Jack?
On to the next dimension. You will no longer have your physical presence.
Where can people find you, follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Caitlin Durante, and you can check out the Bechdel cast, which I co-host with frequent guest Jamie Loftus.
I've heard of her.
Yeah. It wasn't her birthday recently, so she doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Clearly not.
She's the one who planned the Paddington-themed birthday party for me, so I'm very grateful for her.
Are y'all best friends?
We're like best friends.
Like, but are y'all road dogs, like outside of just the work you do together? Do you really like...
Oh, yeah, we hang.
Hang heavy.
We hang.
Oh, we hang. Yeah, the way
we
you just said
it,
your face even changed. You're like, oh, we hang. All right.
Anyway, you can listen to our podcast, The Bechdel Cast, and follow us on social media as well.
What's the latest episode?
The one that came out yesterday was... Oh my God, what was it? Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And then
next
week is Disney's Frozen.
Mm. Ah, Eternal Sunshine. What a movie.
Yeah.
I think I was telling you when you were recording it, I was like, one of the first lines in the movie where Jim Carrey's like, why do I fall in love with the first woman that shows me any attention?
Yeah.
Hit me at a time when I was so broken up in life. And I was like, I know this was sad. Anyway, yes, Eternal Sunshine. Great movie.
Yeah.
Really shout out to Michelle movie. Gondry.
There's also episodes of the Bechdel cast with Miles of Gray on that.
Miles of Gray, yeah. We talk about The Rock.
The Rock.
And of you, Jack.
Yeah,
Snow White.
I did Snow White, the first Disney movie, the one that set the tone for all future brilliant works of feminism that is the Disney catalog. Miles, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. And again, Zeitgang, if you're a plumber, I have plumbing expertise.
Oh, no.
Hit me up on Twitter at Miles of Gray. I'm about to put in a valve on my... Anyway, look, just holler at me because I'm probably going to end up FaceTiming one of you as I put this thing in. I mean, that's what we do. The Zeitgang comes together.
Miles is using our podcast like it's Angie's List.
Wow.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. But cool, you know man. What? I'm out here, you know, I'll help y'all.
Yeah.
I do script coverage. If anyone wants script notes,
oh yeah,
I'm here to advertise my services.
Oh yeah, okay, great.
So hit me up.
All right, you can follow me at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter. You can follow us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. And Miles, what's that going to be today?
Today we are going to do like a remix of a song called I Don't Want to Leave. This is by Gerondo. And it's just like a, you know, more sample-based kind of groovy kind of stuff that you have come to expect from me when I ride us out on something.
Dorando? So,
Dorando.
Cool name. It's really cool.
Almost.
To...
It's more like
Ray Jean.
But like, yeah, exactly. Like if it were Duh Ray Jean. Also, God, he's a great roller skater. You really want to watch a cool video, watch Rajon Rondo bounce rock skate.
Oh, really?
Yo, he loves to roller skate.
I thought
skate.
You were saying Durando.
No, Rajon Rondo is like a really into like OG four-wheel roller skate, not inline. Like
strange
roller
skate. Dude.
Yeah, strange.
Very
band.
Strange.
Large
hands. I thought you were going to go out on Crossroads for Big Ol' Doinks and Amish.
Oh, my God.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Nah, I'm, you know what?
Big Ol' Doinks and Amish.
No, I, you know what? This one's fine because it's I Don't Want to Leave. I'm
okay.
Sure he didn't either, and we didn't want you to either, my guy.
All right. We're going to ride out on that. Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.